This thing's on my computer now. Oh, wait. Okay, I don't know why they can't hear you. That's why. Hi.
Think nope. Yeah, there we go, everyone. All right. We are here for TSARP. Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-hosts are Sam and Steven.
This thing's on my computer, like I said.
I'm on
Earlier.
Steven's computer, like I said.
So the reason we took a little while to get live and then we had some technical difficulties, the reason was because tomorrow I won't be here because I'll be at the New York Stock Exchange.
Andrew, we're gonna miss you.
And thank you. And Steven is gonna have to live stream for you guys. Also our icons aren't lighting up, but we needed to make sure it was ready for tomorrow. So currently, you're getting a view at Steven's computer. It's live streaming from Steven's computer, even though I'm talking. I know it's
This is my
crazy.
computer.
And tomorrow, Steven will do the same thing, but I won't be here. And it will be the first TSARP episode ever in our history of 230 episodes that I won't be here. So honestly, a little crazy.
That's kind of
I'm not
scary.
nervous. I think you guys will do a great job. And I'll be able to watch along. Isn't that cool? Like, because I will get out of the New York Stock Exchange, I think around 4:15, and TSARP goes live at 4:30. Reason I can't be honest, because I'll be in the middle of New York City, not by my computer. So I'll be able to watch you guys go while I'm like in the car. So it will be honestly funny. I'll be in the chat, hopefully, if I can get to it. But without further ado, I guess we should get to our main topic for today, which is the New York Times is suing OpenAI and Microsoft, which is honestly crazy. The reason, and I know so much about this topic, it's insane. The reason is because OpenAI took articles from New York Times to help train ChatGPT, and New York Times is like, no, you can't do that. So they're suing OpenAI and Microsoft because Microsoft is a big investor in OpenAI.
Big people.
So, and also it's Bing AI too, which uses ChatGPT, which is obviously Bing Microsoft. So that's why they're showing both of them. And it's honestly crazy. I don't know really what is going to happen. I don't know if that Microsoft and OpenAI are going to win or if New York Times wins. But if New York Times does win, it's gonna be kind of crazy in AI because now there's gonna be problems with training data, like training the models with data. Like where can they take the data from? Websites? Or are they gonna have to make their own training data? Or are they gonna have to hire people to make books and data for the models? And will they not be able to use real websites and real not? It would be a big change in AI. So hopefully, if you're on the tech side, right, you want real strong advances in AI, you're gonna be on OpenAI, Microsoft. But if you're a writer, an author, for articles or books, you're probably on New York Times side. So crazy story. What do you guys think about this?
I think that OpenAI should have like special access to things to train their AI, you know?
So,
Yeah.
okay, so like you think that OpenAI should be allowed to take the
Yeah. I
articles
mean,
from
it's
here?
kind of, even though it was written by someone on New York, wait, I forgot the
New
name. New
York
York
Times.
Times, even though it was written by someone on New York Times, it's public for the entire world.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting take.
Well.
Probably what I think is going to happen is that OpenAI will have to pay New York Times to use their data, but that's going to be really, really expensive because now are they going to have to now pay everything they take? They can't do that. That's too many people, too much money. They're gonna
Yeah.
pay that random website, from Hop Hog, New York. Oh God. and the one named tsarp.osi.com, which actually doesn't exist, I believe. I don't think that's real. I do own that, but nothing's on it. And yeah, so they're gonna have to pay all. It would be crazy. So I'm very interested to see how this goes, because the outcome will be very historic for all of AI.
I like history.
I do like history, too.
Speaking of which...
All right, do you have... Oh, yeah, the history fun fact, everyone! Today's history fun fact is on this day in 2003, Apple released iCal 1.01 and iSync 1.00. What is this, Sam?
You know, that's a good question. One second.
Oh, my gosh. Sam wrote the topic and didn't even look
up. Oh,
so our...
It's Apple iCloud, which is... calendar. No, yeah, calendar.
Oh.
Got it. So. Yeah, I'm looking at this. So it's basically what ended up becoming iCloud. iCal was basically a calendar program. And then iSync, I believe, was what the technology was. Yeah, that allowed you to synchronize contacts and calendars between Bluetooth-enabled devices. So basically, it was like the framework that ended up becoming iCloud, where you can sync photos and contacts and back up to iCloud. Basically, it was the very first versions where iSync was basically, if I had my Mac and my phone, I could sync the stuff between them, but there was no cloud. So, like, you would need one device to transfer to the other. Eventually, that became iCloud, where in the cloud, you store your data so you don't need to have two devices directly connected. You can just have the data in the cloud. So, you know, without this historic day in 2003, we would not have iCloud. So, pretty cool. And yeah, I mean, I actually used iCloud recently. We need to talk about Christmas, guys. Honestly, we haven't gotten to that yet.
It's a holiday.
We need to talk about Christmas.
But
it
is
a holiday.
We haven't gotten the 25th of every year.
So I got the iPhone 15, and it's pretty cool. But the reason I bring that up is because I had to use iCloud to back up all my data from my old phone so then I could download it to my new phone. And it was pretty seamless. It was really good. I happen to have a subscription for, like, I think it's like 99 cents a month. I gotta look this up because it's really cheap. But I have that subscription that basically just allows me to back up all my data. And then I was just able to download it all onto my new phone, like, in the setup process. Really cool that they have that. But I want to see how much this is, so you all know. Manage my plan. Let's see. I think I have 50 gigs, so pretty small. For me, that's perfectly fine. For other people, they might be like, I have a bajillion photos. Yeah, so for 99 cents per month, 99 cents, I get 50 gigabytes in iCloud, and that's all I needed.
Screen
share. For 12 terabytes, it's only $60 per month. 12 terabytes. That is like...
terabytes?
I have less than that on my computer, which I do all my coding, all my, you know, TSARP stuff, all less than that. I mean, like, maybe 700, 700 gigabytes, I think, maybe I'm making.
Ooh, my battery.
And I paid, like, $100 for 1 terabyte on my computer. I don't even use it. 12 terabytes is only $60 per month. Now it's per month. That's why. But, yes, pretty good. This isn't an ad. Yeah, that's probably why. But this isn't an ad. That happened to be something I was doing. But yeah. Also, okay. This is you guys want to say something you got for Christmas? Get any cool tech products, any computer stuff, any of that?
I got a USB-C hub with DisplayPort.
Oh, that's cool.
A fancy word.
Like USB products are so insane nowadays. They got like adapters for adapters. But yeah, I have a USB hub and it's just basic USB. I use it for my keyboard and my mouse. And I don't know if I'm using HDMI or DisplayPort for my monitor, but I forget. Or my monitors, I have two. But I might buy a vertical one because honestly, it's crazy. I just, you know, I keep seeking more monitors. I love my two. It's amazing, but I think I need another because I love. It's just great. You can never get enough monitors. That's my rule.
What
but
if
maybe,
you have 10?
Yeah.
That's
so
not enough.
Okay, I have to thank UltraZap and Andrew too, also known as I believe what's his name.
It's not working. It ain't working.
They've been working really hard. It ain't working, and he's been working real hard. Why do we have a metric on here? I'm totally going off topic. We have a metric for viewers watching ads, though we don't have ads on our videos.
Oh, now we're just scamming people.
They were scamming people. No, there will always be ads on your videos. And it's so annoying because we don't make money from them. Though you watch them, we get none of that. Oh, Steven's bringing up the iCloud specification. Well, I'm behind. I am behind, but I just saw that. Anyway, so what I was talking about is it ain't working, Ultra Zap, and I think maybe a few other people in our correspondent program have been working really hard on the 2024 Game Awards, where you will be able to submit your games, not from 2024, from 2023, all the games, a game that you've made, whether it's Hatch or Python or any programming language or even GameKit Creative Maps. You'll submit it to this form. I'm not releasing it yet because we still have a little work to do. And you'll submit it to the form. We'll get a ton of people. We'll announce the prizes for what it's going to be. And you'll have like a week to submit your games, though they have to be from 2023. So you can't make one. And then we're going to have a bunch of categories. We'll do a live stream announcing the winner of each category. And then the overall winner. And we'll have a bunch of prizes and stuff. So it will be pretty cool. Very excited for that. Our correspondents have been working very hard. If you want to be in the correspondent program, join the Discord in the link in the description. Like and subscribe. And do all that cool stuff. Turn on notifications, share with a friend. It's a pretty cool program. And yeah, and we get to do more awesome things on TSAR, which is the best.
I like to share with my friends.
Yes, I like to share with my friends too. All right, we got a bunch of more topics here, so let's get to them. CES, not SEC, totally different things if you flip it backwards. 2024 is coming soon. I'm very excited for it. I watch the videos of YouTubers that go there every year. I watch a bunch of them because all of them cover different things. But CES stands for Consumer Electronics Show. I believe that's right. I didn't look it up, but I was pretty... Yes, Consumer Electronics Show. It's going to happen Tuesday, a week from today, January 9th, through Friday, January 12th. So I'm very excited for that. It's basically a show where they got a ton of amazing, really cool companies there with really futuristic products that are real. Like, a lot of them are very good prototypes. Like, they're very close to working, or at least they have, a good prototype that they show off, and it's all really awesome stuff, like hover bikes and, you know, holograms and all the stuff from sci-fi, and they show it off there and see what might be coming to the markets in the future. I believe it's being streamed to X. I heard this. I don't know if it's true, but apparently they're streaming the whole thing straight to X, formerly Twitter, so we can watch it. Otherwise, you can also go to, what's it called? You can go to YouTube, and there's a bunch of videos there for people, or videos of people who have watched... taken a video of all the products, so I'm very excited. I can't wait. We actually talked about it last year on TSARP. Steven, I just saw that you clicked this starting soon. I've done that before, so it's not just you. But all right. What else we got here? We have Jack Black has reportedly been casted for the Minecraft movie. I didn't even know there was a Minecraft movie coming, but there is, and I'm very excited for that. Steven, you want to tell us a little about this? You must know.
All I know is that, like, several news X accounts have been posting that he was apparently casted for the, I don't know which role, but it's supposed to release in 2025.
Okay. So you guys might know Jack Black also did Bowser in Mario, which was a very good movie. I saw it. So I'm excited for this Minecraft movie. I don't even know if it's going to be animated, if it's going to be live action.
Live action.
It is.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Okay. I'm very excited to see how that turns out. All right, let's see. Fortnite Winterfest has ended. I haven't played Fortnite. Actually, I played Fortnite the other day, and it wasn't as bad as I remember. but I just don't like this season. I've said that before. Sam, Steven, one of you must know about this Fortnite Winterfest because you guys play a lot. Tell us.
So basically, every like holiday season, Fortnite releases like kind of an advent calendar. Like every day, you get a reward just for playing Fortnite, and they're all free. But except this year, they use like two skins from a couple years ago, I think.
All right, I'm very angry because I forgot. I in my strike from not playing Fortnite, I forgot that it was Christmas and that they normally do that, and I probably should have done it, but I didn't. So now I have no skins. But I did do it, I think, last year. And they do give out pretty good stuff, like skins and all different stuff from the shop. So I recommend doing it, though it's over now. So sad. All right. Apparently, I don't know anything about this. But MIT scientists are working on a vibrating obesity pill. I don't even honestly know what a vibrating pill is. I don't want to know. I don't think that's safe, like, to ingest, but that's why they're working on it. MIT likens a new vibrating capsule to drink a glass full of water prior to eating. Vibrating capsule to drinking, a vibrating pill capsule to drinking a glass, I don't even know what... Oh, okay, I get it. So this pill apparently is like if you drank a whole glass of water and then you ate something, right? You're gonna eat less because now you're kind of full from that full glass of water. Instead of having to drink that glass of water, right? Obviously, you're not getting any of the nutrients from the water. It just feels like that you're that full. After ingesting this vibrating pill, it's like you drank all that water, and now you're going to eat less because you had this vibrating pill. Apparently, it is safe to ingest. I think they've tested it. They said giving test animals to the pill 20 minutes before eating reduced their consumption about 40%. So if you take the pill, these animals who took the pill ate 40% less. Okay? That's great because all the, and this very early in, this is something they would have at CES, but this is very early in the whole stages of this pill. And I also know a lot about, I know a lot about this whole sector, not specifically this pill, but they're called GLP-1s, and these are drugs that you get or you are given for diabetes, but also obesity. The drugs are Wegovy. I can't even say it. I believe that one's by Eli Lilly. This is because I know way too much about Eli Lilly as a company for stocks. So Wegovy, I believe that's Eli Lilly. But basically, they have these drugs that you can take. They're a lot more. I don't even know the word for it, but they're medicine. Where this pill would be a lot easier on the body, not a lot of side effects besides just eating less. These drugs, you have to take them for weeks and weeks and weeks to kind of start to see the effects, but this pill immediately you will eat less. So there's a bunch of new things coming to the market, and this is one of the most high tech I've seen, where it's actually a pill that you take that vibrates. Kind of crazy. All right. This is supposed to be a speed run, but okay, Steven, go ahead.
So apparently Best Buy has begun removing all physical media from their stores, like DVD movies.
Yeah, we had talked about this, I think, that they were going to stop DVDs, and apparently, they already started stopping. That's how you say it. So they're stopping the DVDs being put out on shelves, and that's crazy. Like, you're going to just have to now buy everything online, which is all right, but, the problem is you won't have that physical copy. So forget your password, it's over. But if you have the physical copy, as long as you have a DVD drive and a TV, you can just plug in, you can put in the DVD. And a lot of people are going to be like, if I don't have internet, I can't watch my movies now, even though I own them. That doesn't happen with DVDs. So yeah, people are really angry. And I'm going back and forth. I think forever, they will always sell a physical copy of media, but I don't think that it's going to be mass produced. I think you might have to order it directly from like the movie, studio eventually, right? It's just Best Buy at this time, but I think eventually, years down the line, it's going to get very hard to get them. But I think you probably could eventually, because no one wants to really give that up. Steven, go ahead.
I forgot the password to my DVD player.
No, wait, why would you have that? The whole point is that you don't have one.
And now I can't play my DVDs without Wi-Fi.
And if you just had, and if you had just streamed it, Steven. Oh, all right. What else we got here? Apple Vision Pro tipped for late Jan/early Feb release. Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot about this, that they're really, people don't think it's going to be a big release, right? They're going to release it, it's going to be in small numbers, not a lot of people are going to buy it because there's not a lot of demand for it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's $150, buy an Oculus Quest, that I don't think they're going to release it in large numbers. But late January, early February. All right, and finally, GimKit makes Copilot chat generally available, letting devs ask questions about code. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you said GimKit.
GitHub. GitHub makes Copilot chat generally available, letting devs ask questions about the code. Well, there you go. There's a whole thing, and you can ask questions about your code. It's kind of like ChatGPT, but you don't need to copy-paste your code into ChatGPT. It's just there. It's really exciting. I don't use GitHub. I used to. And then I started using Kadoyo again, so there that went. They need a Git. So, okay, I've campaigned for this. And basically, Dev says no. With, like, he has reasons. But, like, I don't know. Basically, I've asked him for, like, a Git system, like a multi-user code base, so multiple users can code the same code. Yeah. Multiple people have asked, including me. Yeah, it's just not on their pipeline. It's not in the Kadoyo scheme of things, but something that I wish, and I wish Kadoyo doesn't listen to these, sadly. Otherwise, maybe they would do it. But they used to. They used to be our biggest fans, and now I don't think they watch. But what the reason that they don't want to do it is because it just doesn't meet schools' needs. Schools want features good for schools. And Kadoyo is all about schools and learning, and it's not a big feature in learning. But like me, right, I'm a student, I do a lot of coding for school, and Kadoyo is a great platform. I want to use that platform for things not related to school, but now they won't give any features for not school related, which is kind of sad. But maybe one day they'll come around to it. Maybe they'll add in some cool features like multiple users on code, like multi person coding. I don't even know a good word for it, but there you go. All right. I think we should, I don't know. I mean, we're at the end of the episode now.
Yeah.
And
we should play Steven's In Brackets game.
Oh, Steven, you have an In Brackets game?
Oh, yeah. We totally should.
Yeah.
Let me pull that up real quick.
Okay. Well, Steven, you have to play your In Brackets game.
Like I said, can
you're
me
playing
a
your own In Brackets game. Yeah, Steven's got to figure out how to get the stream to work, because Steven's the one streaming today.
Something happened. Okay, now I'm back.
Okay, good.
I opened it. It's opening.
Okay.
Screen showing.
Whoa. What? They can hear us, right? Yes, perfect. All right. I'm excited. Let me see it. All right. What's it called?
Freezy Frost.
Got it. All right. And that's a lot of Freezy Frozen Frost there that I see.
Yep.
It's truly wonderful. And this is so great. Wonderful game. Mine's going to be better, guys. I'm actually working on a game, and I think it's going to be great. They're due tonight at midnight, though they will not go up for a while because I am taking the day off from absolutely everything tomorrow and just going to the New York Stock Exchange. Which is going to be sick, and I'm doing nothing else. So, In Brackets is going to be a little while before it goes up. So, thank you all for watching. Go favorite and unique Steven's Frenzy Frozen Frost. And we will, actually, I won't, but Sam and Steven will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.